have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Well, be affirmed in your own beliefs. I've heard that your beliefs are positive. That's where the power is, in your positive beliefs, because we know that God is a positive forward Lord. He doesn't want us to go back. He doesn't want us to cringe under pressure. He doesn't want us to lose strength nor focus, because he didn't give us the spirit of fear. So be affirmed in those beliefs and do what you can with what you've been dealt, and I know you're going to be fine. Good evening. Thank you for joining us. on the Loretta Fitzsimmons Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. Praise God. We're going to open in prayer, and I want to talk to you today about the law of magnetism. Who are you attracting and drawing into your personal space, your personal circle, your life? Let's pray. Father, we come now to thank you for your goodness and kindness, oh God. We thank you for your presence in our lives and showing yourself strong, Father, when we are weak. We thank you, Lord God, for letting us hear your voice or hear you in our spirit, Father. We thank you that you're fine-tuning us, oh God, so we don't miss you so much and that we can hear you when you say, go left or go right or stay or move or be quiet and listen or speak up. They can't hear you. Father, we thank you right now that you bless us in such a way. And Lord, that you look beyond all of our faults and see our needs. We thank you for this opportunity to be on these airwaves, oh God, taking back what the prince of the power of the air thought he had. But he too has to bow before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So God, we thank you tonight. We thank you, Lord, today for this blessed opportunity. And bless all that's listening, whether they're listening live on this very day or whatever day they're listening, I'm praying a blessing upon them. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Well, all right, Kimmy Kim, that's my awesome producer, y'all. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all you do. We do appreciate you. Today we want to talk about the law of magnetism, but just before we get there, I want to give a shout-out to my awesome and oldest granddaughter. She makes a birthday tomorrow. She makes 19 years old. Happy birthday to my Kennedy Monet. My Kennedy Monet, happy birthday. And to all of you celebrating birthdays on today, tomorrow, this weekend, and all of you that are celebrating your wedding anniversaries, celebration is in the air. Celebrate you. Celebrate your loved one. And I pray that you feel loved and supported. So, I'm Loretta Petit, and if you'd like to reach out to me, you certainly can by sending an email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. LorettaReviews@gmail.com. You know, I have my technology, my cell phone, my laptop, but I don't know if it happens to you all as well, but sometimes my pages just seem to turn themselves. I'm looking at one thing and it turns on to something else. And sometimes I can't even find the first thing I was looking at. I don't know if they're making those phones do that, especially the phone. I don't know if it's making it do that or my phone caught a virus or something. I don't know. But in any event, I do like to inspire you and to encourage you in your journey. And life has gotten hard for just about all of us in some way, form, or fashion. It has affected us. We thought it was just the saying inside from COVID when the pandemic started, but it has taken shape, and the amount of money we spend at the grocery store and, of course, recently at the gas station, everything's been inflated. And we're wondering, our paycheck's going to be inflated? So, yeah, we've been dealt some cards here. And it's a little challenging, so we need to be here for each other. We need to be supporting each other, helping each other to feel whole and helping each other to feel loved and celebrated and things of that nature. And another thing that I realized, too, because in the midst of all of this, I had some changes in my family. And when I have changes in my family, you know, that's like in my internal circle, that's enough to deal with. And then you have the external of the circle, and you have a lot of things going on there. And it gets to be a lot, you know, it gets to be a lot. And some people say, well, you're not sleeping in a bed, I don't get up because I just kind of feel like I don't have purpose. It's amazing. Sometimes you do feel that way. If you don't have a job to get up and go to, or if you don't have a job to get up and go to on that day, and if your family members, they're nowhere near you, maybe you live in one state and all your family's in another state, and you know you can't go around other people as much as you used to. So all those things can kind of zap your energy and zap your strength and zap your focus and make you feel like you have no purpose. But do get up. Get up. And what I found out that worked for me when I was down in that that little hole of a place, when I was down in that little hole of a place, because I didn't have a job to go to and I didn't have family here and I couldn't get out and mix and mingle like I used to, so I had to find a new way to cope. And most of us have had to find a new way to cope. Some of us were still able to go to work, but we were spaced out more. We had to trade off days. Some were here on one day, some were at work on another day. And some, you know, you didn't really change much at your place of employment, but maybe you changed somehow in your home life or whatever. But in any event, what I found out that really worked for me, and it may work for some of you if you're still feeling, you know, unnecessary, if you're still feeling, you know, like you have no purpose, because we all have one. We all have that general purpose, of course, to worship, to praise, to love God with our whole self. But then we have those individual parameters that set that we operate in, our gifts, our talents, and all of that towards the purpose that God created us. And so sometimes you don't feel like getting up doing any of that. But what I found works is when you get up in the morning and, of course, talk to your Father. Just thank him for protecting you the night before. Thank him for whatever you want to thank him for. He's done so much. He's done everything. But do talk to your Father in the morning and get yourself dressed. Whether you took your bath the night before and you're not going to take it in the morning, or if you're going to take it in the morning rather than taking it the night before, whatever the case is, get yourself up. Clean yourself up and put on some clothes like you're going somewhere, even if you're not going anywhere. Just get dressed. That changes the whole mood from the pajamas or the gown to getting the clothes on and feeling like, you know, you're up and ready for your day. Amazing things start to happen, for real. So try that if you're down in the dumps. I know a lot of, you know, church people, I don't want to say church people, let's just say our ministries don't address the sad side of life sometimes, or where people are really struggling, because I guess they don't want to encourage it, and I get that. But I don't want to encourage it either, but I don't want to ignore it. And when we ignore things like that and people go into a deep depression, people go into suicidal tendencies. So you kind of want to address it and say, listen, here are some things you can try to wake that energy back up, to wake that spirit in you back up, to get that joy back. You know, so one of the things I want to say to you is just get up and get dressed as if you're going somewhere. That brings on a whole different attitude. And then, you know, have your favorite beverage in the morning, whether it's a hot beverage or a cold beverage. You know, if you like to have tea in the morning, or you like to have coffee in the morning, you may like to have a soda in the morning. I know some of you drink other things, but I'm just simply saying, whatever that favorite drink is in the morning, do that. That has a way of pepping you up, and that also helps you to get ready for your day. So try those things, and I pray that, you know, those things will help you to feel better, and that reminds you that you do have purpose. Get up and get ready for your day, because God might drop something right in your lap that he wants only you to do. And so, you know, you would have had your mind wrapped around that. Now, I said get up and talk to your Father, but, you know, you could even take some time out to go over some scripture or find a particular scripture and start doing some research on the principle of that scripture, you know. And I don't want to say our whole life is scripture, because that would be faulty, that would be untrue, that would be deceitful. Our whole life is not scripture. We have other things we have to do. We have to pay bills. We have to deal with our spouses, or we have to deal with our significant others. We definitely have to take care of what's happening with the children at their school and things that's happening with their little relationships with their friends or their frenemies or their enemies. We have to be able to make that adjustment. So we're taking on one hat, putting on another hat. You know, we can't get swallowed up in what we're dealing with and ignore all the other facets of our life. We have to take care of all of that. But I'm saying begin there. Begin there by getting up and getting ready for your day. I love the Lord. I pray you do too. I love the Lord. I mean, if I could, you know, just be in his presence and worshiping and praising and reading his scripture, man, that would be a place where I didn't feel the pressure, the burden of life, because in his presence, it is the fullness of joy. But to be real about it, there are other things that need our attention during the course of our day. And in the course of our day, giving those things attention, it's okay to have a song in your heart. It's okay to have a scripture on your lips. It's okay to have a scripture in your mind that's rolling around and around and around, you know, because it meant something special to you and you don't want to let it go. And all that's wonderful, because we can definitely be prayerful all day long, like pray without ceasing, 1 Thessalonians 5:17. It doesn't mean that we're literally praying out loud. It's saying that we're in a posture of prayer, you know, that we are talking to the Father. Hallelujah. So that's for my people, especially my people who do not feel like you have purpose. To those of you who are feeling down in the dumps and you're feeling, you know, like not enough people care, or the right people don't care, or you're not being called on anymore, you're not being chosen anymore, you're not being used anymore. Honey, push all that to the side. Know that God has got a purpose just for you. And there's a love in the Father's heart just for you. So no matter who's calling on you, who's not calling on you, who's using you, who's not using you, the Father has plans for you. He has plans for you. Only trust and obey and wait on him. When you wait on the Lord, honey, I'm telling you, in the midst of your waiting, he is going to give you something to chew on, so to speak. You're not a dog. I'm not trying to say that. But he's going to give you something to meditate on. He's going to drop something in your spirit. He's going to allow you to grow and get lessons out of whatever this whole situation has been for you. Okay, so he's going to allow that to happen. Just trust and obey. And so now let's get to my topic. My topic is the law of magnetism. I love John C. Maxwell. He's a wonderful writer. He's not always colorful and entertaining, but he is satisfying. It's sometimes something that makes you kind of like Arsenio Hall would say, go, you know, and he makes real good sense. You know what I'm saying? So that's not a book you want to pick up if you just want to be entertained. But if you want to learn, you want to find some things that you could really just do a little bit more research or study on, or you just want to learn something just for the sake of knowing more today than you knew yesterday, I would say, yes, John C. Maxwell is a wonderful author for those things. And so some things that he chose to talk about as it relates to the 21 irrefutable laws of leadership. Leadership is one of my favorite topics to talk about. I tell people when I lecture, I'm going to lecture on leadership, I'm going to lecture on women interest items, and I'm going to lecture on spiritual biblical items. So those are my three areas that I really like to talk about at any time: women interest, spiritual biblical topics, and leadership. Those are my three areas. Now, don't get me wrong, I have lectured and I have preached on a lot of other topics, but those three are very near and dear to me. So when we talk about the 21 irrefutable laws of leadership, there is one law called the law of magnetism. And the law of magnetism is simply who you are is who you attract. Now, we've said this in other ways before. I know we've said this even in my ministry at church when we were talking about how people who are bossy, they tend to migrate to each other. They may come in the church at different times, sit on different sides of the church, but they're going to find each other. People who are not honest, people who are liars, they're just really not ready to go the whole distance with God. They come to church, though, because they understand that that's a good starting point, and, of course, they want to be somewhere in the mix. Well, liars will find liars in your congregation. They will eventually migrate to each other. That's called the law of magnetism. Who you are is who you attract. If you're a kind of person and you're, like, unstable, you go from one end to the next, you're switching up all the time. People don't know how to follow because you can't walk in a straight line. You're going to find other people just like that. Mm-hmm. They're gonna be there. For me, I am a person of deep compassion, and I'm very sensitive about what people go through. And so other sensitive people, they find me. I find them. Being that I came from being shy and feeling like my opinion wasn't important and things of that nature, I went through all of that, a breakdown of one's self-esteem, oh, my God, to the nitty-gritty. And so being that I've been down that road, I can recognize that when I see it. However, if I was still operating in that, those are the people who would probably find me and I would find them. But sometimes I see those same characteristics and I'm like, wow, I need to reach out to her. She needs somebody to speak confidence into her life. She needs someone that she knows is in her corner, that I could be her cheerleader, because I recognize that. But that's not what this is. What this is however you present yourself and how you live when you're not in the public eye, your character, the real you, you're going to migrate. You're going to be drawn to those people who are like you. So if you're one of those people that, you know, you're big holy roly in church, but you come home and you cuss up a storm and you're ready to, you know, fight a few people physically, you're going to be drawn to those. You're going to find those people. Those people are going to find you. Now, I'm not just saying in church. I'm saying y'all might run into each other in a supermarket. Y'all might see each other shopping. And then when you go to talking, you're going to say, oh, y'all going to feel something and y'all going to want to, like, hang out. So and this is what he's talking about. And so we talk about leadership. Sometimes leaders look back and say, oh, my people are so negative. All these people are negative. They're just negative. Well, John Maxwell says, well, look at you. Look at yourself. Get in the mirror and look at yourself. Think back about how you deal with people, how you handle the organization. You know, what are your responses? You know, they are the people that do what you have demonstrated to them in a sense. Or that they already had a little bit of that, and by them getting with you, now they've got a whole lot more. So he said, effective leaders are always on the lookout for good people. And he says, I think each of us carries around a mental list of the kind of people that we would like to have in our organization. He says, think about it. Do you know who you're looking for right now? What is your profile of perfect employees? What qualities do these people possess? Do you want them to be aggressive and entrepreneurial? Are you looking for leaders? Do you care whether they are in their 20s, 40s, or 60s? Stop right now. Take a moment and make a list of the qualities that you would like to see in the people on your team. Find a pencil or pen and do it now before you go any further. Well, we're going to go on further because we do sometimes target certain kinds of people. And I think there's nothing wrong with that because at least we'll know when we find them. If we don't have a description of the kind of people that we're looking for, we could walk right past them and never know that they were right there in our midst. So it's the same thing with anything else in life. Write it out. Make it plain. Write the vision and make it plain so that those who read it can run with that scripture. So once you have determined what it is that you're looking for, when you find it, you can have a little celebration. Oh, I got this one. I found this particular one. Have a little celebration, and you'll be clear on where you're going from there. But if you have no idea who you're looking for, oh, my goodness, your hindsight will show you later that they were right here and you missed them. So who you get is not determined by what you want, though. It is determined by who you are. So I can be interviewed by people that are so not like me. And I share this with those who are close to me. I tell them that there is a way, and I can't really explain it except to say I can peek into their, I don't want to sound spooky, but I can speak, peek into their spirit in some way, and I can realize just from meeting a person one time if they're being authentic in that time. And I could realize this is going to be a short-term relationship, or I can realize this, there will be no relationship here at all, or I can realize this is going to be a long-term one here. It is not so much how they're going to talk or how they're going to, even if they're not authentic, many times I can really tell if this is someone that I could be around long-term. I can usually tell if this person is compatible with me, sometimes just by being in their presence for a brief moment. That's the crazy part. And it happens in ministry, too, when I'm ministering. I kind of have an idea of, you know, on a whole, as an overview, what this congregation is working towards or needing in the spirit. So that's one of those kinds of things. But you may love, and I know that there are people, and I honestly can tell you, that really supported me and, you know, love for me to be around. But personally, I'm struggling to be around these people because I'm like, they're just, it's just too much about them that's not working for me. But for them, you know, I'm their girl. It's like difficult to explain that any further than that. But I think because for me, I don't like certain things about people who are overbearing, people who are bossy, people who are arrogant. It's rough for me to deal with that because I guess after I came from my very, very, very shy period in life and I kind of grabbed the bull by the horns, as they say, then I went all the way to the other edge where I was sarcastic and I was arrogant and I was, you know, bossy, and I was all those things in that period of time. And then when God delivered me, I started not liking all of that anymore. I don't judge them. I just let them paint the picture for me of who they are. And then when I see those things in them, it's like, ooh, you know, I don't like that stuff anymore because that's where God brought me from. So those kinds of things. But whoever you are, that is definitely who you're going to draw. And even though people may like you around, if that's not your cup of tea, you're going to probably be uncomfortable being around them. But we are cordial to everyone, and we are to love everyone as believers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that said, we're not going to coffee with everyone. We're not going to go and chill out at lunch with everyone. But there are times when we all have to be in the mix together, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We are all in mix together for one common purpose, and we've got to go forth and fulfill that purpose. But when you're looking for someone to be on your team, 9 times out of 10, you're going to look for somebody that is going to identify more with you and your major characteristics, unless it's strategic. Now, sometimes it's strategic, and you say, oh, you know, I need somebody who can be a little bossy because we need to get this win. I need somebody who's a little bit forward because I need somebody to go on a front line. So when you're doing strategic, you're not really caring about if they like you, if y'all going to be okay. There's a particular, specific assignment you have that for that person to do. So that's different. But just in general, through his research, he's saying you're going to draw the kind of people that you are. And that brings me to an adage my mom used to use when I was a little girl. My mom had some sayings. Oh, she said all kinds of stuff. And it took me a while to grasp it, but I would hear it all the time. She would say, I had to be careful with the people that I would hang around as a little girl. She said, because when you tell me who you're bum with, I'm going to tell you who you are. And I'm like, what in the world is she talking about? What is that? What is that? So as I begin to mature more, I realize you're not going to really hang out like that and be happy with each other unless y'all have a lot of major characteristics in common. So that's what she was saying to me. If your friend has a bad reputation and you're happy to be with her, there's something going on in you that I need to have time to correct. So, yes, the law of magnetism. If you think your people are negative, then you better check your attitude. It is the way you are. Mm-hmm. Those are the kind of people you will draw. And even sports-wise, a team should be an extension of a coach's personality. My bishop used to always say the anointing starts at the head and it flows down. So when you're in a ministry with a preacher or a pastor that you cannot identify with, or, you know, you cannot follow, or y'all don't really have a whole lot in common, 9 times out of 10, those people move on to other ministries. And you wonder, why did they leave? They seem so happy here. It is something going on deeper than what the eyes can see. And it all revolves around the law of magnetism. Okay, unless the Lord spoke something special, a special assignment, just generally speaking, you know, the beat of life is that they cannot identify and they are moving on. I hope today they gave you something to research, something to look into. I hope that you also were encouraged or inspired by something I shared, or even confirmed in something that I shared with you today. So may God bless you. Again, if you'd like to reach out to me, please send your email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. LorettaReviews@gmail.com. I want to give a shout out to Jerry Royce on today as well. And to my strong women, Carly Simon, she said, a really strong woman accepts the war she went through and is ennobled by her scars. Stay strong. No matter what comes at you, I know that you can do it with God's help. I'm Loretta Fatigue. This has been the Loretta Fatigue Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. Bye-bye.